heavenly banking. And what the Lord has shown me is that, see, the things that we do in the natural are really spiritual things are akin to. The thing that we do in the natural, people think that the spiritual realm is so totally different than the natural realm, and it's not. Amen. I submit unto you, just like you grow in the natural, you can grow in the spiritual realm. So people think that when they get to, when they get to heaven, they're just going to be sitting back, waiting on somebody, just, can you bring me another, some more grapes? I submit unto you, you will not be sitting around. All of us, listen, you're going to be on assignment. It's a life. Amen. Not something that you're just sitting around, you're not doing anything. I'm going to walk around heaven all day. No, you're not. You're not going to do it. Assignments, a life to be lived. So, remember that God has a financial and economic plan for you, his children. Amen? And it has a twofold purpose. So I want you to listen today. I want you to definitely take some notes today, because God has this financial and this economic plan for us. But this plan that the Father has, it has a twofold purpose. Say twofold. Well, so first of all, it is to provide for your own material and physical and financial needs. That's the first thing. So the first thing is in God's financial and economic plan for his children. The first part, it has a twofold purpose, but the first thing is to provide for our own. See, if you remember what we talked about a couple weeks ago, all of this has to do with the same thing. Remember, God told Abraham, I want you to leave your country. I want you to leave your family, your country, get from your kinfolks. He said, to a land that I'll do what? Then remember, God said, and I will bless you. He said, I'll do what?
Bless you.
See, so the first person he said he was going to bless was, he didn't say he was going to bless, in other words, God said, when you get from around there, then the first person I'm going to bless, Abraham, is your cousin. No. He said, I'll bless you, and then I'll make you, what, a blessing. Okay, so I said, the God's financial plan has a twofold purpose. So the first purpose is to provide our own material. The first purpose is to provide our own material, physical, and financial need. In other words, God's going to take care of you first. See, because, watch this, if your needs are not met, you're definitely not going to look past yourself and say, let me go help this other individual. And there's nothing wrong with that. Self-preservation, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's to the point when you have it, and when there's a need, then you go fill the need. Yeah. Amen? Amen? So the first thing that you need to do that we said is that, first of all, it is to provide our own physical or material, physical, and financial need. But this is the thing, but it also has a secondary purpose equally as important as the first. And the second one is to do this, is to finance the proclamation of the gospel. Is to finance the proclamation of the gospel. So the first thing is to provide your own material, physical, and financial needs. And the second thing is to finance. Is to do what?
Finance.
Is to finance the proclamation of the gospel. Now you have to understand this. God wants us to prosper as individuals. God wants us to prosper as individual. And now watch this. And in our prospering, the family of God will prosper. See, as we prosper, the family, we're in the same family. I think Elder Tyrone said, we're in the same family. So think about it. When you prosper, let's do it like this. Look at the person next to you. For a minute. All right. Okay. Now, when that person next to you prospers, watch this. All right. You can stop looking now. I wish y'all could have had a view of what I just saw. I ain't. Listen, when the person next to you prospers,
yes,
that's then the family of God,
yes,
prospers.
Amen.
Amen? Now, that is so important. So God has a financial and economic plan for his people, but this plan is circumscribed by rules and regulations. By what? Now write that down somewhere, because some of you all think that you guys are above the law. But I submit unto you, there are rules and regulation. God has this plan for you, but it's circumscribed by rules and regulation. In other words, there are certain laws that govern the operation of God's financial plan. Are you getting this? And now I said, and if you don't know what the rules are, and if you don't know how they work, and if you don't get in line with or in tune with them, then they won't work on your behalf. It'll be like you're on the outside looking in. And then you'll think that God is a respectable person when he's not. But you're going to have to do it God's way. See, I said that God wants you to prosper. See, think about what he said to Abraham. He said, Abraham, he said, I want you to get from your family, from your father's house, he said, to a land that I what? That I'll show you. And then when you do that, then I'm going to bless you. Then I'll make you what? So we establish the fact that God wants us to prosper. Because we looked at Abraham. Let me ask you a question. Did God prosper Abraham? And remember, we asked the question last week, has God lost his ability to prosper a man? Because now watch this. The Bible says that God is no respecter of person. The Bible also says that in Malachi 3:6, he says that I am the Lord and I what? I change not. And then also in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, relative to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, he said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. So we want to establish the fact that your Heavenly Father wants to prosper us. He wants us to be prosperous in every area of our lives, spiritually, soulishly, and also physically. But you're going to have to do it his way. Amen. That is so important. So we want to talk about heavenly banking. Heaven, and now I asked you something a few weeks ago. I know some of y'all probably have forgotten, but one of the questions that I asked you, do you know how much you have in your checking and in your savings account?
Yes.
See, we're talking about heavenly banking with tithes and offering. So in order to make withdrawals, because I know one of y'all, first thing y'all want to do, well, I want to see what can I get, can I draw something out? Give me the account number now. heavenly banking with tithes and offering. But in order to make withdrawals from your heavenly bank account, you have to learn how to make deposits. Did you get that? In order to make withdrawals, you need to learn how to make deposits. Now, the thing of it is, it's a spiritual transaction, yet it becomes it comes back in a material way. It's a spiritual transaction, but it comes back in a material way. In other words, in both spiritual and material. In other words, if you need something in the material realm, then it'll manifest itself in the material realm. But if you need something in the spiritual realm, then it'll manifest itself in the spiritual realm. Amen. And so we have a heavenly bank account. Now, I submit unto you, if you would actually read, let's just say for a homework assignment, if you would read actually the book of Ephesians, and if you have just a Bible, especially a study Bible, if you will read the intro, it'll talk about our heavenly bank account. Amen. So we have a heavenly bank account, but we have to know how to make deposits. So the reason that most people have a problem with their heavenly economics is because they have a problem with their earthly economics. Figured it would get quiet. But think about it. But if you can't reconcile your earthly checkbook, you won't be able to reconcile your heavenly checkbook. Amen? Amen? And that's why I asked you earlier if you know how much you have in your heavenly bank account. Now, the reason that I like this is because, and where I got this from, was I was thinking about our statements that we give out every year. See, it tells you how much you sold into the kingdom. Amen. Now, I know some of you don't even want to look at yours.